This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The federal government will conduct a nationwide test of its emergency alert system and wireless emergency alerts on Wednesday. The EAS portion of the test will send an emergency alert to all radios and televisions, while the wireless emergency alert test will send a screeching alarm and text message to all consumer cell phones. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, is conducting the test in coordination with the Federal Communication Commission. On Wednesday at about 12:20 p.m. Mountain Time, all wireless phones should receive an alert and a text message that reads, "This is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed." The free text message will be sent in either English or Spanish, depending on the language settings of each device. The text will be accompanied by a unique tone and vibration that is meant to make the alert accessible to the entire public, including people with disabilities, FEMA said. Apple Corporation says it will fix software problems blamed for making iPhone 15 models too hot to handle. The popular new models of iPhone 15 Pro and iPhone 15 Pro Max are housed in sleek titanium casing, but Apple says the titanium doesn't contribute to making the phones uncomfortably hot to hold. Apple says software bugs and other issues tied to popular apps such as Instagram and Uber are causing the phones to heat up. The Cupertino, California company is working on an update to the iOS 17 system and is working with apps that are running in ways causing them to overload the system. Instagram, owned by Meta Platforms, modified its social media app earlier last week to prevent it from heating up the iPhones. Uber and other apps like video games will roll out their software updates in time. Bozeman attorney Ben Alke, a Democrat, launched his campaign for state attorney general last week in Helena, attacking incumbent Republican Austin Knutson in a biting speech. Alke said, "The office of attorney general is a serious job. You're the chief legal officer of the state of Montana. You're the chief law enforcement officer," Alke said. "The criteria that you think about when you're making decisions has nothing to do with politics. It is not about your political party. It's about seeking the truth." Republican incumbent Knutson, Alke claimed, does not understand how to do his job. Speaking to a crowd of supporters, Alke listed Knutson's overreaches and mistakes as attorney general, including an incident in which the AG's office dispatched a state trooper to St. Peter's Hospital in Helena about their treatment of a former Republican staffer hospitalized with COVID-19 who wanted ivermectin and hydrochloroquine, both unapproved treatments. St. Peter's Hospital complained that hospital staff had been harassed and threatened by public officials for not prescribing an unapproved treatment for the virus. Democratic candidate Alke said, "Knutson has used the office as a weapon. He's used the power granted to that office for inappropriate purposes." Alke also highlighted a recent complaint against Knutson, now before Montana's Attorney Discipline Board, alleging that communications from Knutson's office to and about justices of the Montana Supreme Court during a thorny 2021 separation of powers case violated the Montana Rules of Professional Conduct. Alke, 44, is from Helena, the son of prominent attorney and corporate lobbyist John Alke. Ben Alke clerked for former Montana Supreme Court Justice Brian Morris, now the state's chief federal district court judge, and has a 17-year career in a variety of private practice litigation areas. Alke previously worked for Jim Getz, a well-known constitutional attorney in Montana. Alke now works in a Bozeman law firm. Republican Attorney General Knutson has yet to officially announce his candidacy for re-election. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.